Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is a live prophecy reality edition, if you're listening on a Wednesday morning, that is. So come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net. Click on the chat room button there. We got the studio cam is on, so we got a watch screen in the right-hand column there. Or you can just listen live on the audio stream. Also, you can listen to the live stream on our Prophecy Reality News app, which broadcasts firstamendmentradio.net 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So make sure you get that for iTunes. I mean, for your iPhone and other Apple products, we don't have an app for that. So you can go to firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI to get our mobile player page. Okay, what are we talking about today? Well, it's day 314 of the hard push to the 2030 march to the mark of the beast. And that's what we're looking at. This last year, 2020, was just the beginning of a hard march. I believe that the Antichrist and his shadow government were not happy with the way things were going, not happy with how well their agenda for the world, for world domination and a one-world monetary system. I'm sure they were not happy with how it was going. They put an article in 1988, I believe it was. Yeah, 88. And they said, 30 years from now, everybody's going to be using digital currency. And we talked about that leading up to 2018, which was their tentative date for the one-world currency. Digital currency, that is. And they had on the cover of Economic Magazine a flame of paper currency, and of course the Phoenix Rising. And they wanted they posited that they would call the new world currency the Phoenix, which they still may. I mean, they haven't rolled it out yet. But 2030 is their date, and I believe with what I've seen in the last year, I think they're going to make their 2030 date. As a matter of fact, see what master manipulators these people are. It seems there's no doubt about it. People are zombified, walking around like zombies today, just following the commands set forth by the New World Order, the Antichrist, his shadow government, and all of their puppets and other adherents pushing this worldwide agenda on America, the last bastion of freedom, the last Protestant government in the world. All of those rights, all of those Protestant rights that are embodied in the Bill of Rights of the United States are starting to wane. And I think something that's taken the biggest hit just in the last couple months is, that First Amendment right, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of thought. Yes, and freedom of religion is going with it. So the push is on, and we are definitely in the last days. A lot of people are expecting a rapture escape. But see, I'm going to tell you what, that is counter-reformation eschatology put forth by the Antichrist and his shadow government. It was invented by some top people in the shadow government, posited some 500 years ago, and built upon that foundation, especially over the last couple hundred years. What has been come to be known today as dispensational futurism is fairly new, okay? But it was built on that foundation put forth by the Jesuit Ribera, who posited an end-time antichrist, of course, to deflect the criticism and the accusations that the antichrist was clearly seen 500, 600 years ago and was recognized up until pretty much 100 years ago when most people let go of the recognition of that man of sin who reigned for 1260 years. That's quite a number, isn't it? Yeah, 1260 years in the old world. A holy Roman Empire. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about what I have opened up with, and that is our march to the mark of the beast. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, and we've got till 11 o'clock, almost 2 hours to talk about what's going on today. And everyone knows, I guess it's going on right now. I don't know what time they're doing the inauguration of the unelected president of the United States. The world's going to change quite a bit, but you know, we had that administration for 8 years before the last guy that was in, Donald Trump. So, things are going to move along. And like I said, they're going to use this push. What really has changed the world is this great delusion that has come over the earth, this panic that's come over the earth over the last, and it's been worldwide. See, it's not just in America. It used to be things like this were limited to a nation or an area on the globe, a sphere. But as you see, this has been pushed out worldwide, and that should be a clue to you that there is some worldwide governing authority behind this. And I'm going to tell you, it's the Antichrist and his shadow government that are pushing this thing. And I know in the state where I live, well, it's one of their adherents, one of their trained agents that is the governor of California. So it's obvious here. Yeah. Even though it's not obvious to the people on the ground, because most of them don't have a clue of what's really going on. And like I said, most Christians believe that they're going to be raptured out before the Antichrist shows up. And so we could talk about that a little bit more. What does that mean? Meanwhile, since we're talking about this topic, I got an email from, let's see. Okay, I got it marked here. Oh, this is from, let me open it up here. Hey, Nicholas, this is from Brian, Central Texas. That's all I'm going to give you an identification. So there's a Brian in Central Texas somewhere. Texas is a big state. If you ever drove across it, it takes a few hours, to say the least. Anyway, he says, "Hey, Nicholas, I came across your website and YouTube stuff about a month ago. I have since ordered, received, and nearly finished reading your book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled." Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, "To be honest, I can agree with most everything you said in the book." Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. "I do have two questions that you left unanswered in the book, or I missed it when I read it." So, talking about the rapture will be canceled, I wrote a book 2014 saying how the rapture would be canceled. As a matter of fact, it's going to be postponed at least twice, because you know you have three raptures. That's how the story goes. God gave us a multiple choice prophecy in the Bible, so you get to choose which one do you like, the pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation rapture. And so they're going to postpone it because the first one's not going to happen when they start building the temple on Temple Mount over there. And also I wrote a book about that too, and this is my 2017 book, When the Third Temple is Built. And if you'll look on the page that if you subscribe to my blog, you got a post this morning about this broadcast coming up, and you'll look on there and it says there's a book. It's actually this book, only it's a 2020 edition. Yeah, Did I do it last year or this year? But anyway, it's updated. It's called the Abraham Accord, because the Abraham Accord just confirmed everything I said in this book. So I updated it a little bit, just the front of the book, and republished it under the Abraham Accord. Either copy, either way, it'll work. We just include the Abraham Accord in the latest edition and call it the Abraham Accord. So it's the same book. But anyway, when the third temple is built, and you'll learn in this book why the rapture is not in the Bible, amongst many other things, and that when they start to build the temple, that there's not the pre-tribulation rapture is not going to happen. It's not scriptural. It's not in the Bible. It's definitely not going to happen. As a matter of fact, to the surprise of many, none of the three raptures are going to happen. That's why I say they're going to call it off a couple times, postpone it a couple times before they call it off altogether. Because when the 7-year tribulation deception, and I call it 7-year tribulation deception, because nowhere in the Bible does it say there's going to be a 7-year tribulation before Jesus returns. It only says the tribulation of those days. So it's not limited. We're in it now. And if you're familiar, I also have in the appendix of this book, I have what is it called? What year is it? And we follow in that posting. You can also see it on my website for free. You can go there. It's probably better display there on my website. You get full color and you can size it up rather than the black and white printing in this book. As you can see, it's not as pretty as what's on the website. But if you go to my website, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, same place, we'll get you there. And at the top of my homepage, make sure you're on my homepage if you're there already, just click on crosstheborder.org in the upper left hand. It'll take you to the homepage if you're not there. Anyway, at the top, you'll see the What Year Is It posting there. You click on that and you can go through that. But in the end, and you research it all yourself, please vet me, open up your Bible, look at all the scriptures, make sure that, you know, check it out, test it for yourself, and make sure that what I'm saying is, at least close. And that's what I say, at least close. We get to about the seventh millennium beginning, about the year 2055. I'm not going to give you an exact day or hour or month even. I'm just going to say about 2055. It may be a year before, a year after, somewhere around there. Because I'm not sure how, you know, all these calendars could, I can get it exact. And it'd probably be a lot of trouble to go to probably even still get it wrong. to think that I have it exactly on the year. But anyway, you can check it out for yourself. So given that, and it's the year 2021, we got 34 years to 2055. Okay, so yeah. And if they start building that temple, and if they want it done by 2030, remember this is the 2030 march to the mark of the beast, because that's their date, they're set. So I'm changing my title for these broadcasts to the 2030 march to the mark of the beast. And it all started with the lockdowns, okay? Remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, yeah. Yeah, it all started there. That's when they decided to push ahead. Well, they decided to push ahead before that. They ran a few scenarios, and they play-acted a few things the few years before, but they were preparing for this and to get this off the ground in 2020, so they did. And because they wanted to push, they want the Antichrist and his shadow government, they want their one world monetary system. They want the mark of the beast monetary system, that you have to have the mark of the beast to buy or sell or trade. Anyway, back to the email from Brian in Central Texas. He says, "What is the mark of the beast? I have two questions that you left unanswered in the book, or I missed it when I read it." And obviously, from what he says, he didn't really miss it. He said, one is, what is the mark of the beast? You listed several things that the mark of the beast is not, but you never really said what you think it is. I came away with the impression that it is the SSN for Americans. And your impression is correct, because the Social Security number, the Socialist Security number, is a mark of a beast. And see, let's go with the plain reading of the text, because God wrote this for plain people. We can go look into the Greek and go, oh, it's in the Greek, it's koragma, and it means this and that, and therefore I surmise whatever. Forget all that nonsense. You know, what a mark is. If you put your mark on something, if I put my name on something, what am I doing? If I mark something so that everyone knows it's mine, what am I doing? I'm putting an identification on it. You know, this is mine. When we mark the land, the landmarks for your property, you know, there's a commandment against moving the landmarks in the Old Testament. So what do the landmarks do? Well, they identify something. So the plain understanding is fine, you know? A mark is an identification, and many things can identify. So to get to his question, what is the mark of the beast? Well, what is a mark of a beast is any mark that a governing authority gives you, because this is the mark of the beast. So we have to define beast by the scripture. And the beast is a government, a governing authority or power in the earth. It is a government, okay? A beast is a government. We have the American beast. The identified beast powers of the scripture were identified as different nations or governments. And so we get our definition for beast from the scripture. It's not a man. The beast is not a man. Okay? Not in the context of apocalyptic prophecy. A beast is only one thing. It is a government. It is not a person. Okay? And if you don't believe me, well, then you need to get my book here. Okay? That I just published this year, or was it last year? 2020. Which I just published 2020. It's already 2021. Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. Okay? And that is an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. That's your subtitle on it. But you'll learn with proper exegesis right out of the scripture what a beast power is and what it is not, because it is only what it is, and it is not anything else. Now, in the context, you know, men have been made beasts by God or likened to beasts by God, but that's not in the context of apocalyptic prophecy. In the context of apocalyptic prophecy, we go from Daniel to the Revelation to find out what a beast is, and it is a government, it is nothing else. So now we have a mark of a beast received or upon men, something that identifies you with the beast or as belonging to the beast is a mark. Like in the old world, during the papal reign for 1260 years of the old world Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire. Now, if you were praying rosary beads, that's a mark of the beast, because the head of the beast was the papacy. So the government headed by the papacy, one of the marks that you were an adherent to it was you were praying the rosary, or you were worshiping idols, you know, praying to dead saints, more marks of the beast. And however, if you were out there running an inquisition or hunting down and killing Bible believers for the papacy so you could obtain eternal life by the promise of the Pope, okay, that would be a mark of the beast. So anything that you did that identified you as belonging to the beast is a mark of the beast. Now, that's historically speaking, and it's true even today. But now, when we get to Revelation chapter 13 of the Bible, well, we have a specific the. You know, well, we're going to add the definite article, the mark of the beast. Okay. And I got my Bible handy here. And let's see. Revelation 13:15. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And if you want to know what the worship, the image of the beast is, if you don't already know, it's also in my book. Also, if you want a clue, you can go to read the Reformation Quincentennial edition of the Horae Apocalypticae. Okay. And you'll find that at horaeapocalypticae.wordpress.com. Also, I have many articles on my website about the image of the beast. But the image of the beast is an image of the Holy Roman Empire. Okay. It is a world dominating authority, but it's the old world dominating authority. It was what the beast is. Now, the image of the beast is a worldwide. It is an image of what the Holy Roman Empire was in the old world, but it covers the whole earth now. That's what could, because it's the United Nations. I'm going to plainly state it as for what it is. You want the proof? Get my book or email me and I'll send you articles about it if you can't find them for yourself on my website. Okay, we're going to take a break here and we'll continue this monologue when I get back. Make sure you jump into the chat rooms there. I'll check them during the break and I'll look for questions. Yeah, I only have two chat rooms. Three, actually, YouTube, DLive, and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a Prophecy Reality Edition. Let's see. Jesuit actor Biden will do as what is Jesuit Superior General, the Black Pope, Arturo Sosa commands him to do. No doubt about it. Yes. Living in the Jesuit dialectic as speak is surreal. As we speak is surreal. Their false temple, their false Jesuit futurist script can easily be erected with a prefabricated building, and people will believe it. What a tragedy. Well, that's what we have to look forward to. Yeah. Don't have a lot of listeners over here. I was at a friend's house yesterday. I was telling about my... They were asking about my program. So I said, well, you know, do you have internet? He said, no, we just have Roku. Yeah. So, but we have YouTube on Roku. I said, oh, okay. So they put in Prophecy Reality into YouTube to search it, and they couldn't even find me on YouTube on their Roku. So talk about being banned. We are banned here. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, God has a lot of people out there, so he has a lot of people that can reach a few. So if everyone can reach 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 or 200 people, all the true believers out there, I think we can get the job done. What do you guys think? You guys doing your job out there? If you can't say it, at least you can spread it on from someone who's saying it by sharing the the posts I have at my website or sharing this broadcast. I appreciate that. Okay. Anyway, thank you for showing up, those few people who have, and for those of you who are just listening, like I said, make sure that you share everything. Okay, we were talking about the Mark of the Beast and what it is and what it is not. So you have some idea what the Mark of the Beast has been throughout history. A mark is an identification. A beast is a governing authority. So not all marks of beasts are forbidden. The scripture, when we go to Revelation chapter 13, and we read, he causes all, okay, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And, you know, what is the right hand? What is the forehead symbolic for? Or is it actual? It may be either or both, okay? Because going on, it continues, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So it's not all one thing. And that would be my answer to Brian in Central Texas. It's not all one thing. Okay? Because here in verse 17, it says that save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So it's not all the same thing. It could be this. You know, this is a dumb phone, okay? Because it thinks for you. It makes you dumb. But you might wave this, okay? Or you might enter a number in. Or you might get, you know, Bill Gates' Lucifer Ace tattoo. That might do it, too. You might get a chip. You know, the rice grain chip in your between your thumb and your forefinger. You might get a tattoo on your forehead. I don't know. You might get, because it's invisible unless you got the reader to read it. You know, unless you got the reader to read it, because you can read it with the camera on your phone as well as display it on your phone screen. So it's not how, it's what it is, and it is an identification. And the government doesn't care how they get it, just so they get it, just so you comply. You know, and I believe that people are being trained to comply now. And I'm looking around me and I see people will comply to the most absurd things. You know, like putting a cloth face covering on and walking around all day, even by themselves in their own houses, in their own cars. Working in the backyard by themselves, doing their lawn work or whatever. Now, I could see in dusty conditions, I would wear a mask too. I have had masks for years for certain conditions when I'm working. It makes sense. I don't want, you know, all that stuff in my lungs. But to walk around, to see people like zombies walking around with cloth on their face, you know, burkas or, you know, face diapers or whatever you want to call those things on their face. And like, it's normal now after less than a year. Because if you'll remember, 1 year ago, we weren't doing this. And then when they started this 314 days ago, nobody was there. As a matter of fact, they were telling you not to wear a mask. They wouldn't help. And they were right. They were telling the truth then. But later on, they got caught the idea. Look, we can control people. We can see who's compliant and who's not. Because Just look around you. It's crazy. It's like every time I go out, it's like I'm entering into some dystopian screen set, man. You know, you walk, you think of the movies they do. They rent a grocery store or a city block or what for a week, and everyone, you know, is dressed up for the zombie apocalypse, man. You know, but it's these people. Well, I guess they're getting paid, as our good comedian friend Greg Anthony says. You know, they're getting paid. That's why you get them checks to participate. Yeah, you're getting paid for it. For those of you that have the beast numbers and are getting those checks. But so now we've determined what a beast is. We determine what a mark is. Beast is a government. A mark is an identification that identifies you with the government for some purpose or another, or some form of ownership, or your compliance, or you belong to the beast. Whatever, you sold your soul, if that's the real mark of the beast. It is the mark of the beast, you know, with the definite article before it, the mark of the beast. So what is the mark of the beast? Well, the mark of the beast is what you need to buy or sell, because it's specifically spelled out for us here in the scripture. It's specifically spelled out here for us in the scripture as what the mark of the beast is. It says that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So it could be a lot of different things that allow you to buy and sell. It could be a number of different. It's not the mode that matters. The mode is not the mark. The mark is the identification. It's what identifies you and gives you permission in the beast system to buy or sell. That's it. And I believe that's coming with the changeover in the monetary system by 2030. And you can see it right now. They're calling it the cancel culture. So what will happen in 2030 is what's starting to happen now, where they're canceling people. Okay? They're canceling you. They're excluding you. You know, God, I feel like the Holy Spirit moved me, directed me 25 years ago to opt out of Social Security, the numbering system, because it was easily identifiable as a financial number or mark of a beast, a government number that you needed to participate in a financial system. That's the clue there. That's the buy or sell, you know, and it's definitely an ungodly system because they're creating money out of thin air. It's an unjust weight and balance. How do I know it's an unjust weight and balance? Because it's not anchored to anything. You know, it's like we had money 120 years ago. People had real money. They owned, when you had your money, you possessed it. You possessed it. And possession, they say, is 9/10 of the law. Well, the new money, you don't possess it. You don't own it. 9/10 of the law says that they own it. The Federal Reserve owns it, which are really the bankers for the Antichrist. They're just part of the cabal of bankers for the Antichrist. That's all the Federal Reserve is. The Federal Reserve coup, the U.S. Treasury, which hit our nation in 1913, changed everything. It was, you know, after 100 years, after Andrew Jackson kicked out the bankers, called them a den of vipers 100 years before that. They tried to get back in, but Abraham Lincoln kicked them out. And I believe that's why they murdered him. And then, of course, by the time Woodrow Wilson came around, the man they got elected, well, of course, they passed it, I believe, unlawfully. I don't believe the Federal Reserve Act, which is the was passed lawfully, and neither was the income tax, the 13th Amendment, legally ratified, that or the 17th Amendment. And it throws everything up for questions, doesn't it? There's The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson and a few other contributors there. You can look it up. Pretty much a banned book. You can find it on Amazon, but you can't buy it there. I think Bill Benson is still selling it on his website, so you could find it. It's pretty pricey. I wish he'd put out a PDF of it because it's two volumes I can't afford. But I know it cost him a lot of money because he went to every single state capital to research The Law That Never Was. And I believe his research should be entered as evidence because that's exactly what it is, verifiable evidence. Of course, yeah, that was done back in the 90s, The Law That Never Was. And I believe the 17th Amendment falls right in the same category because we used to have three branches of government. And those three branches of government were, of course, the executive. And then you had the two branches of the Congress, of the legislature, which is the Senate and the Congress, right? The Senate represented the states because the state legislatures picked two senators, okay, to represent their state legislature's interests in the federal government. And then you had the population that picked their congressman, one for every 30,000 people. Congress would be thousands of people now, much harder for the Antichrist to control than the limit they put on it at 500 and whatever it is today. They limited it because too many different people, too many people having close every 30,000 people. That's pretty close. I mean, that would be the town that's next to me is a little bigger than 30,000. They would have their own congressman, basically. Yeah, imagine that. If we had one congressman, and they couldn't put him up over in Washington, D.C., and control them in that Sin City over there, in the third city of the unholy trinity that rules the world. They couldn't control them over there. So you can see that these are things that the Antichrist and his shadow government had pushed through to compromise. What they always hated was the U.S. Liberties, and they didn't like the Constitution. So when it came about, I believe that there was a con to the Constitution. Everything good about the Constitution was placed there to get it through, to get power centralized in the U.S., in the United States of America, or in the New World. And if you read F. Tupper Saucy's book, and if you haven't read that, you should. Go to my website. You'll see a Bible Studies tab there. And in that tab, you'll find there's a list of resources there. And F. Tupper Saucy is there. His book, Rulers of Evil, is there in a PDF form. Get it. Read it. Everyone should read it. Useful information about governing authorities. Believe me, it's very useful information. You can't buy the book. Yeah, you can't buy that book either. Oh my goodness. Everything I'm telling you, you can't buy. But yeah, if you'd like to get a copy of it, you can pay hundreds of dollars. I think there's a few for auction on eBay. Yeah. So anyway. But yeah, just read the PDF, okay? You can print it out if you want your own hard copy. If you need some help doing that, I could help you with that. But yeah, it's a matter of printing it. Okay, so no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark. So by 2030, they're going to be pushing this thing, and the elect of God are going to have to withdraw from all of these things that connect them to the beast government and the mark of the beast that have to do with buying and selling. You got 10 years, maybe. Yeah. I've been practicing it for 25 years now. And let me tell you, it was easy at first. And then the first thing that happened about the turn of the century, about the year 2000, was they took my driver's license away from me. And they said, well, you can't have a driver's license because you're not a socialist. You're not a card-carrying socialist, so no driver's license for you. I says, oh, okay. So I haven't had a driver's license, and I thought, well, I'm not really a driver, because a driver is someone who carries passengers or cargo for hire, so that's not me. And so I'm a traveler. Okay, well, now I want to travel in a plane. I can't. I haven't been able to go into, I've been able to go into an airport, but not into the, where you get on the plane, you know, through the check-in where they let you through. Yeah. A couple of years ago, they stopped accepting my, expired passport because I haven't been able to get a new passport because I'm not a socialist. And only card-carrying socialists can get passports now. See, they've been incrementally excluding me because I don't have that. And see, this is all in preparation for the Mark of the Beast. And that's what it's all about. And so I'm well used to being excluded from immunities, privileges, and rights that are due me as a, bona fide citizen of the original constitutional United States of America. But I can't even, fight them in court now. And it doesn't matter that even cases have been won where people took on the state about driver's license and stuff and won, but still, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. They're not allowing it. And, they're just going to cancel you. Too bad. And I'm kind of, okay, well, I don't need it. They need that stuff. I mean, if I got to pay a coyote, if I need to leave the country, I guess I'll pay a coyote or sneak across the border or whatever. You know, if they're going to force me to break their laws because I don't want to be a socialist, and there's no law, and actually there is no law in the United States of America that requires you to participate or be a socialist. Okay, so I don't have to. So that's why they can't require me to have a driver's license. And last time I got stopped by the highway patrol here in California, he was going to give me a ticket for not having a driver's license, but he crossed it out because I told him why I didn't have one. And he already knew. Well, they weren't going to win that one in the court, so he crossed that off the ticket. He says, well, I crossed that off. That's a misdemeanor, but yeah, well, we're not going to require you to have a driver's license, but your vehicle is now not registered because they've done everything is now computerized. So they've caught up on that. You cannot get your vehicle registered without a licensed driver now. So they just started reinforcing that a couple of years ago with they got their license plate thing down where they don't have temporary license plates anymore. They just print them out on a computer wherever you get your vehicle registered or whatever, and you get your license plate immediately. So there's no excuse for anyone to not have a bona fide license plate on their vehicle. So, yeah. So if you don't have that, then they stop you. And yeah, so anyway, but it just becomes more and more difficult to operate without the mark of the beast for buying and selling. Now, when they get this one world and they do away with cash, one world monetary system, even our possession of the cash is almost an ownership. It's the last vestige of us owning our money, is that we can hold on to cash, okay? So what are Christians going to do when 2030 comes along? Well, black market has always been here, and it will always be here. It may be our only salvation is the black market, but that will be outlawed too. So you will become an outlaw. Just like, during the 1260 years of the Papal Inquisition, if you were outlawed, you were outlawed in business and everything else, wherever the Antichrist ruled. Okay, so it was unlawful even for anyone to deal with anyone who had been banned or was under interdict from the Inquisition. You were marked as not being an adherent to the apostate church, okay? And so they would exclude you. And if anyone helped you out, even, people who were adherents would have mercy on you and trade you and give you food or something. If they helped you in any way, charity or otherwise, traded with you, they were under threat of being killed, burned at the stake also. Yeah. And so that's what the Inquisition and the papal reign of the Antichrist for 1260 years was like, to varying degrees in various, in all those various different years and centuries and decades of the 1260 year reign of the Antichrist. That's what it was like. But now we have technocracy to help them out when 2030 rolls around and they've got their total lockdown on everything. Those who do not participate with the mark of the beast, they will be, well, I guess, you know, if you look at the way they're going now, these people have murder in their hearts. They you know, look at what's her name, Nancy Pelosi is doing to Donald Trump. Well, that's what the world wants to do to you. Her vitriolic hatred of that man to want to destroy him completely off the face of the earth. Okay? To cancel him out completely. And anyone who voted for him or that helped him out in the Senate or the Congress, anyone, they want to completely extirpate you from, they want to cancel you. Okay. Well, now carry that forward 10 years when they have total inquisitional power over every transaction on the planet because it's all digital, and they outlaw the black market. So me pulling some silver coins out of my pocket to buy some rice and beans will be unlawful. Are you ready for that, God's people? And a lot of people are going to be losing their lives. And a lot of people are going to be outed for fake Christians because they're going to love money. They're going to love their life more than they love Christ because they have no faith. They don't believe in eternal life through the blood of Jesus, or this life is so dear to them. I'm glad that this is coming when I'm an old man and I can see, you know, eternity. I can see my mortality is so plain to my sight. But when they start disappearing Christians and euthanizing them, because these people don't, they claim they don't believe in God. They believe we all evolved from the ooze and the slime millions of years ago or whatever. So life has no value to them, especially a life that they do not like. Just ask Bill Gates with their new extermination program. And we're going to talk about the extermination program a little bit. I put a link in the chat room about what they're saying is something that it is not. It is something else. Okay? Anyway, I'll repost that link in the chat room and we can discuss those things when we get back after the news and some messages. Don't go anywhere.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn, the Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition, and you're in the second hour. If you missed the first hour, make sure you subscribe to my blog, because I will post the whole broadcast later on today, or it will be posted immediately at the various streaming sites, DLive and YouTube, after the broadcast is over. But you should subscribe to my blog anyway, and that's at nicholasarthur.wordpress.com or crosstheborder.org. So make sure you go there and press the follow button. And we'll ask for your email address, but nobody else will get it, and you'll get a notification when we're going to go live here so that you can join us, or whenever I post a new posting, which is usually once or twice a week. Okay? All right, I said I was going to post something in the chat room, and I'm going to put that link back in the chat room there that went off the screen, but you're going to have to watch this later on, people. And here's the question is, you'll get an education. I'll also post this on my website when I post this program later on today, the same link, but the question is, what is a vaccine? We all understand a vaccine is a shot that they give you that's going to give you immunity to a disease. That's the whole idea of a vaccine, right? And it's also going to be keep you from getting the disease and spreading the disease. So basically, that's what the vaccine does. It keeps you from getting the disease and communicating the disease to others. Okay, but this. Why are they calling a vaccine something that is not a vaccine? Okay, because now they're telling you if you get the vaccine for COVID that you can still catch the disease and still spread it to others, so we need to keep wearing masks. So if it's not a vaccine, what is it? So what is a vaccine? What is not a vaccine? And if it's not a vaccine, what is it? And why are we getting it? And what happens? What is happening to people that get this? Not so much a vaccine thing. Anyway, need to watch that video. Okay? And like I said, I'm going to post it later on. And I'm going to upload the video in case it goes away from there to our BitChute channel. Because I downloaded it. And I'll upload it to the BitChute channel later on. So First Amendment Radio has a BitChute channel. So the things that you're not seeing on our YouTube, on the YouTube channel for firstamendmentradio.net are on the BitChute channel. You know, like Greg Anthony's program, if you like to watch it on videos, but you can't see Greg anyway, so it really doesn't matter. You can listen to the podcasts, all of our podcasts. I've updated all the podcast players, I believe, or I'm still working on it, but I'm sure his and all the ones that are important have been updated. Are there ones that are not important? I already took those off. Okay. So all of the podcast players are updated. We got rid of all of the, what do you call that? The flash players, because we used to use flash players. The new HTML5 players don't have as many options and stuff. I really don't like them, but flash players don't work anymore. So anyway, so we've updated them all with HTML players, and make sure that you check it out. Let's see. Jesuit Fiend says the vaccine patch platform is the killer. Take that synthetic mRNA biometric implant and you're walking dead. The microneedle patch will roll out quietly. No media fanfare, I believe. Yeah. Well, we'll see. By 2030, they got 10 years to roll it out. but people are going, like I said, you can read it with a phone. Yeah. And, so it'll be one mark of the beast. Yeah. They don't care. Just so you comply, you know, they might even let you wear a mask with the, with your mark on it. Yes. You're a good compliant citizen here. Let me read your mask, wave your mask in front of their reader. Or you go to a store, the door won't open and let you in. You want to get on the internet? Believe me, it's coming. Just ask Apple. You know, and all you people, get rid of them Apple phones. I've been looking into alternate Android systems besides the Google one. Because I'm getting tired of all these commercials on my phone. I go, what are these things doing on my stupid phone? So I'm looking into alternate operating system for my phone, too. Yeah, I'll have to try that. Yeah. See how that works. But, yeah, we got to get away from these things. And so we got 10 years to prepare. But, you know, the most important thing is to be walking in God's kingdom. Get that first, you know. Repent. And be baptized. God's calling all men everywhere to repent. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ requires. It requires repentance. If they don't teach repentance in your church, then you should run from that church and never go back. Okay? Run and never go back. Find a church. Most of the Baptist churches, some of them, you know, go in there, and if they got King James Bibles in the pew, you might be good. And then if they're actually preaching from it, every day they open up the Bible and teach out of it, then then you're probably good. At least you'll be getting the gospel if they're preaching the gospel there. Let's see. Jesuit Fiend says, we don't have years. Don't deceive yourselves, people. The end is closer than you imagine. Thanks, Jesuit Fiend. Well, I believe we do have years. I wish it was closer, but go to my What Year Is It posting there and let me know what I got wrong there, okay? Otherwise, they've got a 2030 agenda, and they're pushing to get that in on time. And I believe they'll make it. After what I've seen, like I said, what I've seen over the last 7 or 8 months, I believe they're going to make it. Okay? The 2030 agenda is going to be on time. I didn't think so until this year, or until last year. I didn't think they would get it on time because they were struggling. But after I've seen the compliance of people and how easily people are zombified, I'm just amazed that, The name vaccine is used only because the same name has been accepted by the public. Right. That's why they're calling it a vaccine. You know, before 2020, the Moderna was not called a vaccine. It was called gene therapy. It was called gene therapy. Watch that video. The link's there in the chat room still. I'll put it in again. And you'll get a clue. Yeah, because if they said, experimental gene therapy, that's what it is. And this is what Bill Gates is behind. This is, Bill Gates wants to exterminate. You know, you put a guy who's a top eugenicist, billionaire in the world, in charge of vaccines. What do you think's going to happen? What could go wrong, right? Yeah. Need I ask? Need I say any more? Okay. That's what it was. Gene therapy. So what they're calling VACCINE is actually gene therapy, and they've just put a name on it. And you'll see the reasons if you watch that presentation, okay? So, and you should pass that around to as many people as you can. All right. Anyway, I decide we'll look at some news topics. Your True News is not going to do the news anymore. I think he tried that before, tried to get away from his news thing. And I turned it into a, a praise the Lord type show, and it didn't go over well. He keeps trying to run away from it. But yeah, he'll be back. Yeah. Yes, they're not touching. I'm not submitting. I mean, they'll have to, like what's his Dershowitz said, knock me down, knock me on the head, hold me down, and pump it into my veins against my will. Yeah. But no, they want compliance. You must comply. Yeah, or they will kill you. That's coming. I believe the Bible clearly states that. And it's not a theory, conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. I've been watching the Bible, satanic conspiracy that is outlined in the scripture play out for my whole life and in history. No doubt about it. Okay, what do I have here? Ah, yes. So, anyway, Brian, Central Texas, says, for what it's worth, as of late, say for the last year or so, every time I think about my coming Social Security benefits, he says, I am 60, or even my 401k, it seems the Lord always pokes me and says, don't count on that to take care of you, because it probably will not be available or not exist in the time to come. Not for God's people, it won't. Yeah, you'll have to capitulate to the mark of the beast to continue to get that. And it's already socialism is against God's law. Watch my program from last week. I talked about Jesus and socialism. Jesus specifically, directly addressed socialism. And then we jumped over to chapter 1 of the Proverbs, which is very explicit on socialism too. Doesn't use the word socialism, but you know, if you describe it, it's what it is. Yeah. So he says, I have also come to the conclusion that it won't be long before believers will have to ditch the cell phones and completely disconnect from the internet and other such services. I've been saying that for, you know, 20 years that eventually, and if we're getting there in 10 years and 2030, it'll be done. So yeah, I think you are on target in what you have written. And so, yeah. And thank you for that, Brian from Central Texas. I'm going to ask Brian to go over to, Amazon and copy that email into a review, and write a good review over there, for me. And to think of all the hundreds of these books that have been sold, I haven't got one review on Amazon yet, so I'm still waiting for that. And I've got a few reviews. I get very few reviews compared to all of the popular, you know, prophecy pundits out there that are just filling your head with a lot of hot air. Yeah. Because they just make it up. Yeah. And they think they have the truth. So anyway, thank you for that, Brian from Central Texas. Okay, I got a few news items here. Biden's inaugural address. You haven't seen it yet? Ah, well, let's see. And this is from Karen Kwiatkowski. Okay, you'll find this at lewrockwell.com. He says you can watch Biden's speech straining through a razor's wire, views obscured by military helmets and SWAT vans, nervously looking over your shoulder. That's the picture of Washington, D.C. right now. Or you can get the highlights here, because I'm pretty sure what he will say. Good article. Fellow Americans, Kamala and I, and Jill, are so happy to be standing up today to take over the country. I mean, lead the nation. It's a great day, I thank you, and our great military for being here and making this day possible. Now, here's the deal. You people expected democracy, you people wanted democracy, and you people deserve to have democracy, good and hard. In case you're wondering, I thought that up myself. 78 years ago, our forefathers brought forth upon this land a new Federal Reserve, a bank unlike any others, a bank that could make all good things possible. It is this bank that I will utilize to make everything better for everyone. Now, when I say everyone, I mean everyone who is paying their fair share, and Kamala and Nancy will determine that. Both are very clean women. Jill and I want you to know that we recognize that our country is divided over some things. We believe that government buildings, especially those here in Washington, D.C., are sacred and precious. And if anyone says, "I'm not religious," one more time, I'm going to seriously shove the Constitution right up there. Sorry, folks, it's just that the unforgivable actions of the previous occupant of the White House for the past 4, 5, or 10 years just makes me mad. He should have conceded on November 3rd when the media said I was president-elect. Then he leads a raid in the Capitol building wearing buffalo horns and weird pants. Come on, man. Not a joke. I want you to know, and I think Kamala would agree, we have some priorities in my first 100 days. If she doesn't, I may contract an incurable disease and die. But for now, here's the deal. Good comedy here. I'm going to spend $2 trillion in those first 100 days to shut up my people and move the needle on carbon. Reward my cronies and send some made-up money to the Democratic mayors and governors who helped me the most all over the country. And if I hear one more Republican talk about balancing the budget, I'm going to strangle him. And by the way, you folks who are complaining that I'm not giving 2,000 more free checks, but I'm only giving 1,400, which is 2,000 when you add the stingy Trump check this month. Well, let me tell you, I'm a small town Scranton kid, and while I may be Irish, I'm not stupid. Shut up. I love the military so much, and the CIA. I love them. And Homeland, let me tell you, we need their help in fighting this virus, the COVID thing. You know the thing. Sure, it isn't that deadly in statistical terms, but the fear is amazing. I've always said, when you appeal to people's fears and anxieties, you can make some gains, and that's what we are going to do. Now we have to build back better. Yeah, children. Yes, like you're all school children. Build back better. Ooh. Now we have to build back better. Sure, you've heard that the businesses were booming under Trump, and he was bringing troops home, and no new wars, but our job here in Washington is to break it down so we can build it up. You know, I served as vice president for 8 years under Obama. I've said it before, it's easy to be vice president. You don't have to do anything. Today we start doing things. You know, the things. Yeah. As I said back in 2009, and I'll say it again, people look at me and say, "What are you talking about, Joe? You tell me we have to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt." The answer is yes. That's what I am telling you. I want to also assure the rest of the world watching today that they can count on us. We are going to become the world's leader again. Guess what? The cheerleaders in college are the best athletes in college. You think I'm joking? They're almost all gymnasts. The stuff they do on hard wood, it blows my mind, like in Ukraine with Ukrainian gymnasts or Chinese girls. So athletic. Shut up. Anyway, you get the idea. I'll let the pundits dissect Joe's speech, and then I'll listen to a few of them that I respect tomorrow or something. Yeah. But I'm certainly not going to watch Joe, China Joe, become the president of the United States. But pretty much we could pretty much figure on what we got during the 8 years of the Obama administration, only now on steroids with the start off of the 2020 panic, okay? And this 2030 march to the mark of the beast. Because, yeah, Joe is one of the men of the Antichrist. Yeah. One of his men, along with Nancy, she's one of them too. Yeah. They died in the wool. Yeah, died in the wool, members of the great apostate church. Believe it and go for it, and we'll do everything for their master that is required. You know, it's by their fruit that you know them. So watch what they've done for last 40, 50 years, and we know who they belong to and who they work for. They work for the man of sin, because that is the product of their work. Okay. So that's what we can expect in the years to come. Will it be Joe for 8 years? Well, can they vote someone out of office when you don't have a vote anymore? You know, it's becoming foreboding to even suggest that the last election wasn't quite on the up and up. Yeah. What evidence? There was no evidence. That's all been vetted, according to Joe. That's all been, you know, it's all been vetted, and there's nothing there. Just all hot air. There was nothing to it. There was no evidence. That's right. What you saw wasn't really what you saw. What you thought you saw wasn't what it was. It was just, you know, those people trying to deceive you. Yeah. You know, when they were bringing suitcases, that was probably Photoshopped or something. When they were pulling the suitcases out from under the, yeah, when they were kicking the Republican watchers or wouldn't let them watch any closer than 60 feet away. Yeah. And that big vote surge in the middle of the night on election night. Now that was, you know, that was not what you think it was. That was all fake news. Yeah. Nothing to see there. You 70 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump, and Donald Trump got more votes than any other president for re-election in history. But that doesn't mean a thing, because Basement China Joe got more votes than any president in history. So that trumps Trump. So, you know, so don't even mention it. You know, because you'll be doxxed. You'll be canceled. The cancel culture will come for you. That's the lesson we're getting now. The cancel culture will come for you. Yeah, and so the cancel culture, that's what the Mark of the Beast is all about. They're going to cancel you. I know I've been being canceled for the last 20 years, 25 years now. And I took that on myself, and I bore it for 25 years. And so I know all about the cancel culture. So now everyone else, all of you other Christians, all of the other elect out there that have been participating in the socialist system by necessity, that you wanted a job and wanted to earn bread to feed your family, don't cling too tightly to all those privileges, immunities, and rights that you thought you had, regardless of your participation in that socialist system, because now you know it is contingent upon it. And in the days to come, yeah, you either pledge allegiance to the beast and its image, or you will be canceled. And they may even cancel your life. The Antichrist and his adherents have 1,260-year track record when they were in charge of canceling cultures and lives and snuffing them out, extirpating them completely for 1,260 years when they could get away with it. God judged them, and then there was a great missionary movement that covered the whole earth for the next two centuries. Comes the end, and the end is coming. You can be sure about that. Christ is coming back, but not before they have the rapture play. And we'll talk more about the rapture play when we get back from these messages. Don't go anywhere.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And we're going to talk about, well, the gospel. What can we do in these days to come? The first thing you need to do is to open up your Bible and start reading it. And I tell people to open up to the, if you're new to the Bible, you haven't really read it ever, which most people, even probably most people sitting in churches, have never read it. But in my my quest research into history, what I found out was that people were changed. Yeah, when they read God's word, it changed their lives. They read the gospel for the first time and repented. So I suggest people start reading, say, the Gospel According to Luke. And read it, then move from Luke to the book of Acts, because the same author wrote both books. And you get a continuing narration there in those two books. And you follow Luke until he meets up with Paul, and he starts, and he becomes part of his story that he's writing. The Gospel of John, the Gospel of Matthew, all great reads. So read a couple of the Gospels, read the book of Acts. And then after you read the book of Acts, read to the end of the book. Yeah. And when you get to the end of the book, then you can start reading Genesis, you know, and read the beginning of the book. Yeah. But reading the Gospels should change you, if it's going to change you at all. God's word is where it all begins, because God will speak to you as you read His word, especially if you're praying. I mean, you can't help it when you're reading His word. But to fall into prayer sometimes, and that prayer of repentance, a prayer to open your eyes and your understanding, a prayer to receive eternal life, to be one of His chosen, one of His elect, all of those things should come natural as you read through the Gospels and the New Testament epistles. Very important to read the epistles after you read one or two of the Gospels in the book of Acts, because those epistles were written to you, His church. Because if you read through the Gospels and you keep reading, well, it's likely, you know, that you've decided to become one of His. So you need to start your discipleship training, because that's what the epistles are for, to train you to be one of His disciples, how to live your life in a way that's pleasing to Him, what's acceptable, what's not. And you can read about prophecy too. Like I said, read to the end of the book. There's some prophecy in the gospel, in the epistles, but there's a lot of prophecy at the end. It's just a little bit hard to understand, which I can help you with. Jesuit Fiend in the chat room says, the King James Bible have been increasing in price. Huh. While the Jesuit corrupted Bibles remain steady, even decreasing. So he says, purchase extra Bibles while you still can, people. You can buy pretty cheap King James Bibles. Yeah. You can buy the cheap paperback ones. You can still get them fairly inexpensive. If that fails, you can open up a Lulu account, get the PDF, and print your own at cost. If you need some help doing that, that's probably something I should look into doing. That way you can get printed paperbacks at cost. But I think, I think there's several things that might help, because the Joe, China Joe's gonna, we should just call him what he is. He really China Joe? That's just where the Antichrist has compromised him, because China belongs to the Antichrist too. Yeah, let's not pretend that it's anything else other than what the scripture says, that the Antichrist will control the entire world and the money at the end. So why should we play games and pretend it's the Jews, it's the Zionists, it's the Muslims, the Islam's going to take over the world. No, it's China. No, it's Russia. No, it's none of those. It's the Antichrist, stupid. Hey, that's a good saying. It's the Antichrist, stupid. You know, read the end of the book. The Antichrist first ruled for 1260 years. Then God said he was going to punish him, and he did. He was wounded, as it were, to death. But his deadly wound has been healed, people. Yeah. And he operates a little differently, not overtly, because it was and is, yet is not. That's how they describe the beast, the Antichrist, control the beast government, controlled beast government, when they see the beast that was and is not, yet is. Yeah, that's the last days. That's how it appears today, in a mystery. Not everybody's going to see it. How more well put could the description of the beast in the last days be? People are so confused that they believe the beast is a man. Of course, there's a man at the head of it, just as there was for 1260 years. The same man, that wounded head, has been healed and now rules the world, has everything pretty much in hand. It's been fairly well demonstrated over the last 314 days since they started the panic. And what I'm calling now the 2030 march to the mark of the beast. So, the Word of God, yeah. And we need to get King James Bibles. And I was thinking, you know, in history, people didn't have the whole Bible. So I'm thinking, which books should I print? And the idea of liberty, you know, to give to people that are crossing the border. I was thinking of starting a project in Spanish, because, you know, I live in New Mexico. The whole southwest corner of the United States of America, might as well call it New Mexico, instead of the just one state that they call New Mexico. Because there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people. You turn on the radio, it's mostly Spanish-speaking. So I was thinking, what we'd ought to do is print a Spanish constitution, a Bill of Rights, and, you know, those little pocket constitution type things. And so people get the idea of liberty and what true government should look like. Because if those people are going to come over here, I want them to hunger and thirst for that liberty too, let me tell you. And not only that, at least one quarter of the Bible, you know, the Gospel and the New Testament, at least, and maybe the Book of Daniel and some Psalms and Proverbs or something like that. A smaller New Testament, something that's more affordable to print. And then the foundation of a Protestant government, which is embodied in the Constitution. Of course, letting you know what the con of the Constitution was at the same time. Boy, what a, how much is that project? I guess I'm going to have to put that together. But if anyone has any ideas, you can help me with that. Your suggestions would be helpful. Because one thing is getting the cost down to where it can be afforded, you know, because we can do pocketbooks like this, fairly inexpensive, and 100 pages is there. If you get less than 100 pages, I mean, I guess, you know, I should turn to the guy with Chick Tracks. Yeah, because we could probably do something cheaper with him. So that might be a project I might want to take on with, what's his name, David, I forget his name, over there at Chick Tracks. But that might be something that we could do together. I'll have to contact him, see what he thinks. I was living over here by the border and taking on a project like that to get to influence all these, because everyone in their heart desires true liberty. They really do. Nobody says, I mean, everybody, even evil people want to be free, but they want to be free to to lord it over others. Of course, they're not going to get that, because if you show them liberty, they might see that they don't have it. And I believe that God puts that desire for true liberty, true freedom in the heart of every man that's alive on the face of the planet. David Daniels, thank you for that Mercury fall. David Daniels over there at Chick Tracks. And thank you for the amen there. He says, truly, indeed. Jesuit fiend over there in the chat room at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Let's see if I got anyone else in these other chat rooms. Let's see. Please enable the X tag due to political and religious content. For more information, see. Oh, okay. I guess I'll get that. KB Windsor says hi over there. Bryback just followed. And who's that gal? Oh, who's that gal 24 followed me? Awesome says Trump is evil. Yeah, he's an evil man, I guess. Just saw like all the rest of us evildoers out here. Vegan Realist has followed me. Hillary has followed me. Fuzzmeister has followed me. B-Train Live and KW Windsor all followed me over there on DLive. So thank you for that. Got a few new followers over there. Let me see, where else am I at? I'm not going to check the other one. Now let me check out the chat room here at YouTube and see who we got there. Zip Freer, Shanny Truth Seeker, Ben Father, and over there at the YouTube chat room, thank you for joining the show. Appreciate seeing you. Hope you'll pass the word around and follow us here. And remember, if we disappear from YouTube, you'll want to come over to DLive. And if we disappear from DLive, you'll probably want to come over. You'll want to come to my website and find out where we go from there. We're going to keep doing this, and as long as this venue on the internet is open, we're going to take whatever free venues we can and use them. And if worse comes to worse, I guess we'll have to put up our own. There's a new one I found about that I joined and I haven't had time to put up yet, which I probably will. It's True something. Yeah, I forget what it's called. True something. But anyway, we'll probably do that instead of the Facebook one, because I don't want to be on Facebook for some reason, or Twitter. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, thank you all for watching the broadcast. Like I said, go over to my website and make sure you do the follow there. And I'll probably someday get kicked off of WordPress, but I can host my own, and I'm looking into hosting, doing that right now, is moving my hosting to a private server. And I'm thinking about two servers, a backup server. So, because I have firstamendmentradio.net, I have firstamendmentradio.com. I could put them both on different servers. I also have nicholasarthur.net and .info or something. I don't know, whatever. I got two of everything, so I could do two different servers. And I guess it's time to do that, to find an alternate, because I might even get kicked off of the server I'm on. I don't know where they stand politically, but yeah, try to get one that's being used. But anyway, by the end of by 2030, I'm sure there'll be no place except on the dark web. Maybe I'll have to learn how to use that. I don't know. Yes, it sounds evil. Dark web. How do you even get there? Is it like WW? Something or other? I don't know. Don't know anything about the dark web. But maybe we'll have to find out. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just be relegated to the streets. Yeah. And the old venues like they used to do back in the day before they had automobiles, planes, trains, and internet. I could do FM radio. I've got an FM transmitter. Maybe I need to fire it up. And do that too. So, but I can't do all this myself. I need some help over here. So I'm praying that God will send me some help, because there's a lot more we could do. I just don't have time. I just have so many hours in a day, And I'm just one man here. I have my daughter over here doing editing and stuff for me. But if I could set a fire under her, maybe I could get her to do more. But you know how it is with teenagers. She's going to be 20 years old this month. So anyway, happy birthday, Maddie. She's pretending like she doesn't hear me. You know how teenagers are. Maybe something magical happened when it turns into from 19 to 20. Yes, my youngest, my baby girl. Yeah. Okay, what else do we got? After the USSR, the USA collapses. Oh yeah, I was thinking about that. Will the USA collapse like the USSR did? Could be. We could have a collapse here. Will the USA be broken up like the USSR was? We can only hope. We can only hope and pray that it will be broken up. Because I might move. Yeah. And then people who don't want to be where I want to be, those opposite thinking people, maybe we could trade property or something. Yeah. Like if you're in, say, Texas is a place that withdraws from the Union, like many states did from the USSR, and someone doesn't wants to be in, you know, in they're more aligned with California government. Well, got a property that's worth about the same amount of money and has about the same thing going on. I'd gladly trade with you. Okay, maybe we could make some, or wherever. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to move until I feel the Spirit is telling me to move, though. So I'm staying right where I am until it happens. But I do want to be sensitive. And I think we all need to be sensitive about what we are to do and allow the Spirit to lead, because it's hard to do things that go against our grain, that upset the norm for us and make our life more uncomfortable. But many people throughout history have had to leave everything behind. Just taking what they could carry on their backs. And have had to flee in history. So I don't know what it's going to get like here over the next 10 years, but if history is any indicator, there's going to be some chaos going on here. Yeah. And worldwide. So with this 2030 agenda that's coming on. We will see, but I know a lot of people are going to have to lay down their lives for the gospel and for the truth and for the kingdom of God. Yeah, it's happened in history, and I see no way of avoiding it. As a matter of fact, the playbook, the Bible, that tells us what's going to happen in advance, pretty much lays it out. It doesn't tell us exactly what's going to happen where, but it tells us what's going to happen in a lot of places. Yeah. So we need to be very sensitive and to be led by the Spirit, even if it's being led to the stake, the fire, or the guillotine, whatever. Yeah. Or if it's being led to a safe place. Yeah. So really, for God's elect, the only safe place is in the arms of Jesus, and especially if you have to lay down your mortality at some time, to stand up in his kingdom. Okay, looking at more things here. So that's after the USSR, the USA collapses. These are article headlines from LouRockwell.com. And will women have to register for the draft in 2021? Well, if the Antichrist man has his way, if the Antichrist man and woman in the head of the government over there have their way, yeah, that's what they're going to do. Everyone is going to have to register. They want it to be, it's like in China, you have no choice. you know, like it was in Nazi Germany, you have no choice. And look at all the people that are willing to step up and be little Nazis and squealers and tell on you. Well, that's been demonstrated over the last 7 or 8 months, you know, exponentially. It's just, you know, everywhere you go, you either get the evil eye or people telling you, put on your mask. Why are you not being obedient? See, why Twitter and Facebook must ban the New York Times, John Rappaport there. America's first revolution is happening now, says Paul Craig Roberts. I'm going to read that article later. And we're running out of time here on the broadcast. Some good articles over there at LouRockwell.com, one of our last libertarian strongholds in journalism. So better than the mainstream stuff, I'll give you that much. So anyway, you might want to subscribe to that if you're liberty-minded. Okay, and just in case you didn't know, you're listening to Prophecy Reality, and my name is Nicholas Arthur. My website is crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. I also am on firstamendmentradio.net, which you can listen to 24/7. It's First Amendment Radio. We have an app on Android. It's the Prophecy Reality News app. So you can look that up and install it. If you have an iProduct, because we're not an Apple store anymore. You can go to firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI. Your name and where you're calling from? Yeah. Anyway, and to our ghost caller there, glad you enjoyed the broadcast. Glad you stuck around to the end of the broadcast. And we're praying for your soul and your family. We want you to all have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Well, let's see again. Your name and where you're calling from? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so get over there and make sure you press the follow button at crosstheborder.org, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Share as many of the articles as you can with whoever you can. If you want to support the work here, go to firstamendmentradio.net and press the support button there. And you can give in many ways. You can send a check, you can send cash, you can send real money, gold and silver. You can give by PayPal. That'll be gone soon, probably too. and I think that's all we have. There's a Bitcoin account there, but I don't have any Bitcoin in it, and I'm not too sure about Bitcoin. if I got some, I'd probably spend it right away because I wouldn't want to keep it. Anyway, yeah, getting $30,000 Bitcoins laying around, yeah, yes. Oh, nice movement mentioned here. I am open. 50,000 Italian restaurant owners plan to ignore lockdown. Yeah. And that's what people need to do in the USA. All the restaurant owners need in America, in the whole United States, they need to follow these Italian restaurants. That's just one little, Italy is like one state. We have 50 states here, okay, 50 separate states. So the state of Italy, all of the 50 states in America need to do the same thing. Ignore, the government and open your restaurants and get back to work. I mean, we should be able to do that in America. You got the seat of the beast over there, the wounded head has been healed, but they can't even... control the people in their own nearby population there in the state of Italy. Yeah. Those Italians, they've always been rebellious. Yeah. Okay, well, that's all we have time for today. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. There's nothing more important. Cross the border into the kingdom of God and live forever. Yeah. Endure to the end, and you will be saved.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel. waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.